To learn more about this, let's talk to the Chief Advocacy Officer of Common Sense Media. Please tell us your full names, what you do, and what your organization's about.
My name is Danny Weiss. I'm the Chief Advocacy Officer for Common Sense Media. We're the nation's leading organization dedicated to helping children and families have a healthy relationship with technology and protect them from the harms that can come from tech.
So the first big bill is the AB 1064. Tell us about it and why your organization, Common Sense Media, is rallying behind it.
Common Sense Media sponsored AB 1064 because our own research shows that young people who use chatbot companions, AI chatbot companions, which are intended to be like a human relationship with a machine, are dangerous for young people to use. And we have recommended through this legislation that AI companions that promote self-harm, suicide ideation, disordered eating, or illegal activity should not be allowed to be used by kids. And if Governor Newsom signs this bill into law, then California will have the strongest legislation in the country, the strongest law in the country that protects kids from some of the dangers of AI companions.
Can you talk a bit about the urgency to pass this bill?
It's really important that this legislation gets signed into law as quickly as possible. Every day that goes by, we learn about another child who's been harmed by AI companions. The Washington Post reported that a family in Colorado discovered that their daughter, who committed suicide, had a relationship with character.ai that the parents were unaware of, and that when they went back and looked through the dialogue between the child and the character.ai, the character.ai did not stop the child from committing suicide. Companions can actually have the effect of encouraging self-harm and encouraging suicide among young people. There's a case in California, Adam Rain, he's from Orange County. He sadly died by suicide. There's the case I just mentioned in Colorado. And there's another case from Florida, Sewell Seltzer, who was a teenager who developed a relationship with the character.ai companion and sadly died by suicide.
Now, the next big one is a legislation relating to mental health warning labels for social media platforms, or AB 56. What's that all about?
The meat of this proposal is that every day that you log on to a social media platform, an addictive social media platform, you would see a notice, just like we put warning labels on cigarette packages and on alcohol. There would be a warning label on addictive social media feeds. And that just means that you stop and think for a minute and say, oh, maybe I've been scrolling through Instagram for 3 hours now and I should give it a break.
And finally, there's AB 1043, the Digital Age Assurance Act. And it seems that this particular act will be putting more accountability on the Play Stores where the apps are downloaded in the first place.
The Age Assurance Bill goes beyond what you do today. Most kids today and adults, you go to a website or a social media platform and it asks you how old you are. You type in any birth date that you want and you're on. It's called self-attestation and it doesn't work. So this would be the next step, which would be that parents have to provide an age signal, which will be developed, but an age signal to the App Store that the person who's trying to download this app is under 13, between 13 and 16 or over 16.
Now for Californians and parents especially, why would you say it's so important for California Governor Gavin Newsom to sign these bills into law?
Technology companies are profiting from the prevalence of young people on their sites and kids are getting hurt. It's really important that Governor Newsom sign these three bills into law. For someone like him, who's such a strong defender of children and families in the state, it's a slam dunk for him to sign them. Governor Newsom's in the driver's seat on this, and he can sign these three bills and be a national champion for kids' online safety.
Daniel Weiss, Chief Advocacy Officer at Common Sense Media, thank you for your time.